Artemis II broke the record for the furthest humanity has traveled from Earth. This dramatic scientific feat parallels how far man is from God after 6,000 years of false education. Recognize the truth about this great paradox next on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
We're in a world of awesome progress today. The progress in this world, the things that the world has accomplished and done are all absolutely awesome. On the other hand, we're seeing in the world appalling troubles and evils. Troubles and evils that man is unable to solve. In spite of our ability to fly men to the moon and back and come board around up there on the moon and send back live pictures that we can see in our own living rooms on television of them cavorting around on the moon, leaping, and they take a higher leap up there because of very little gravity. Why this paradox? Why is it we're able to do such awesome things and still the world is in such trouble? Why is everybody against everybody? Why is it husband and wife can't get along? Parents can't get along with children or children with parents? Families can't get along with next door neighbor? Now man can go to the moon and back, but man can't seem to solve his problems and his troubles. Why? What's the matter with the human mind?
The knowledge we have today is not curing our evils or preventing new ones. Something is wrong with our knowledge. Something is wrong with our education. And you know what it is? Well, they've just closed their eyes to the great Creator God who gave us a book telling us how to live, the foundation of all knowledge. Sure, there's more knowledge and we have to figure out certain things ourselves, but here's the foundation. This is the foundation. And if you don't build on that, you're going to face human extinction. And you're going to face all kinds of problems that you cannot solve.
Couple of great clips there. One from Herbert Armstrong back in 1981, and then that second bit there from my father back in 2008. The same message. I mean, we've been proclaiming this for decades. All of this so-called progress, certainly in materialistic knowledge, and yet the appalling evils, the accelerating evils. The Bible tells us why you see this great paradox all over the earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Key of David program. We appreciate you joining us on today's show. Herbert Armstrong, for his part, he had an article, I think it was 1970, "Knowledge has doubled, so have troubles." Why have troubles multiplied, even as we've had all of this increase in knowledge accumulation? He said, for 6,000 years, mankind has been producing knowledge. Scientific and technical publications are being ground out by the hundreds of thousands continually. Development of new knowledge skyrockets. He was saying this back in 1970. I mean, what would he say today if he were still with us? Look at the explosion of knowledge. Push button everything these days. All this knowledge, Mr. Armstrong says, yet virtually no happiness. Just accelerating troubles, problems, evils. It's like being stranded on a raft in mid-ocean, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. Let's look into our Bibles. Read along with me. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 2 here at the very foundation of this present evil world. And God gave Adam and Eve mind power. And look at what the human mind has been able to produce. It's amazing. It's incredible. But look at the increase in evils. Recently, the Artemis spaceship that went right around the moon. It says here NASA announced the news earlier. It says a new milestone for humankind. The crew of Artemis II are now the farthest any human has ever traveled, reaching a maximum distance of 252,000 miles from Earth. I mean, that just boggles the mind when you think of the technology. Like Mr. Armstrong said there, referring back to when we walked on the moon back in the late 1960s. It's incredible. This Telegraph article says, after completing their trip around the moon on Monday night, the crew were congratulated on board their capsule by President Trump. "You are modern-day pioneers," said the president. "You've got a lot of courage doing what you're doing." And then he said this, "Humans have really never seen anything quite like what you're doing. It's really special." And that's true. We've never seen anything like it. And yet, look at the sophisticated technology that you see in the armaments of war. And that's in the news. But it's so easy to be deceived by materialistic knowledge or the increase in knowledge. This was a tweet recently by a conservative. "The U.S. is in a vibe shift. It's now the age of heroes and miracles. U.S. hockey team takes gold. U.S. military rescues pilots in Iran. Artemis travels to the far side of the moon. Whether it's on ice, in air, or in space, Americans can do the impossible." It's all quite deceiving, isn't it? Americans can do the impossible. We talk about the golden age. We talk about prosperity and peace. And yet look at how much war and division there is. Look at how much strife. Genesis 2 and verse 16, it says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof you shall surely die." So this is Adam and Eve. God is educating them. He's giving them revelation. This was to be the foundation of their true education. It's like my father said there in that clip. That's what the Bible is. It's the foundation of all knowledge. And what kind of a structure do you have if you don't have a foundation? Jesus talked about this in the Gospels. As soon as the storm comes along, everything's wiped out. Mystery of the ages. Mr. Armstrong said, "God spoke face to face personally to Adam and Eve, the first created humans. Then he allowed Satan to approach them." Satan is an educator as well. And his education does away with the foundation of all knowledge. It says in verse 1, Genesis 3, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, as God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." And then verse 4, "The serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die." Satan's first lie. He counterfeited God's truth. God offered Adam and Eve eternal life. But they had to obey. They had to follow God's commands. They had to follow his instructions, as we saw from chapter 2. Satan comes along and he produces this great counterfeit, saying that you've already got eternal life. You're not going to die. You've got an immortal soul. You're going to go right on living. Why not just do it your own way? Verse 5, "For God does know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." Adam just went right along. Mr. Armstrong in The Missing Dimension in Sex, this is the book we're offering on today's program, the first seven chapters. Really, it's about the missing dimension in education. It's spectacular truth Revealed Truth, a wonderful book by the late Herbert W. Armstrong. This one here, Education with Vision. We offer both of these at no cost or obligation. Just call our operators today and we'll send them out as soon as possible so that you can begin your study, so that you can continue your study. In Missing Dimension, it says, they pioneered, Adam and Eve pioneered in deciding for themselves what is right and what is wrong, what is righteousness and what is sin. And humanity has been doing what seems right in his own eyes ever since. Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seems right to man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. How does it end? Where are we headed? What's the destination? I gave a program recently on the Olivet Prophecy. It ends in great tribulation, this present evil age. God's purpose obviously doesn't end there. God has to intervene to save us from ourselves. How did they do it? Adam and Eve, this is how they pioneered in deciding for themselves what's right and wrong. They, number one, rejected revelation. They used observation. They used experimentation. They used human reason. And that's precisely the scientific method used by modern science today. And so we've been able to produce all of these wonders of science, technology. There's information, large libraries of information that are in people's back pockets. An information age, if ever there was one. And yet, look at the evils. Look at the wars. Look at the conflict. Mr. Armstrong said, I found revealed the fact that the very foundation of education to fit one for happy and successful living is being totally ignored. That foundation is the awareness of the purpose of life, the knowledge of what man is, recognition of the true values as opposed to the false, and knowledge of the way which is the cause of every desired effect. He says that knowledge is the dimension that is missing in today's education. It's missing from education. And so we have all of this knowledge accumulation, and yet we're as far removed from the Bible as you could possibly be. We've rejected God's knowledge, revealed knowledge, true knowledge. Notice what happened with Adam and Eve, verse 22, and the eternal God said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, verse 24, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way or to protect the way of the tree of life. God sent them forth. They were cut off from the tree of life, from God's mind, from God's truth, from true education. And they went it alone. And that's the course that this world has been on for 6,000 years. Listen to my father's Key of David program again from back in 2008.
Man has virtually destroyed every part of this creation he was intended to beautify and maintain. For 6,000 years, man has experimented with what is right and wrong. He has educated himself in this knowledge, and the result, Mr. Armstrong wrote, quote, humanity has produced also a vast mountain of evils. His fund of knowledge is a mixture of good and evil, true and false. He has produced a civilization full of empty lives, discontent, unhappiness, pain and suffering, crime, immorality, broken homes and family life, corruption, injustice, unfairness, violence, pollution, war, and death. Yet man refuses to believe the results of his own experiment. I mean, the fruits of our experiment is out there, and the experiment has failed. Why? Because there's a missing dimension in that experiment, just like with Adam and Eve.
He's quoting there from Herbert Armstrong, those quotes in this booklet again, Education with Vision. The experiment has failed, and the fruits of it are all around us. Jesus said to judge by the fruits. All of this progress, all of this knowledge, and yet so much deception, so much evil, so much filth, so much sin. How come there aren't more preachers that talk about the evil in this world? There's dozens of verses that do this. It's all through the Bible. The whole world is deceived, it says in Revelation 12. Paul called this world an evil world. And yet it's deceptive, Satan's world, because we look at the technology and we think, you know what? We're advancing. We're progressing. We're making progress. Look at these inventions. We're circling the moon. We're landing on the moon. Yes, and then look at the other things that man is producing. We've had programs recently about the world arming for war. We've had trumpet covers on that subject. This is the latest trumpet, by the way. What's next? Not just for Iran. What's next for the world? Where is this world headed? Bible prophecy tells us. It tells us right where man is headed, and man refuses to accept it, to even acknowledge that what we're doing is not working. It's not bringing families together. It's not bringing churches together. It's not bringing nations together. Far from it. Notice Hosea chapter 4. Mr. Armstrong talked about errors almost always coming from a false basic premise. People just, they look at Genesis 2 and 3 and they dismiss it. It's a neat little story. But that's not really the way civilization started. It absolutely is. God created man. You see in Genesis 1 and verse 26, we were made to be created in his image, in his character. And this is what Adam and Eve rejected in Genesis 3. And as I say, man has been going according to the course of the prince of the power of the air ever since. Hosea 4, verse 1, it says, "Hear the word of the Eternal, you children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land." There's no truth or knowledge. There's obviously knowledge, but there's no revelation from God. There's no true education. Just information and a lot of sin, as the next couple verses bring out, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. "Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwells therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away." I mean, this is the weight of rampant sin. It's crushing us. Verse 6, God says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. And you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget your children." I mean, this is specifically aimed at God's people. God's wayward church that drifted away from God, but more broadly, it applies to all of our nations, the nations of Israel in particular. We've rejected God. We don't have the right kind of knowledge. The foundation, as my father said in one of those clips, the Holy Bible, this is the instruction manual that God sent along with his creation. It teaches us how to live. And when you don't live the way God says to in the Holy Bible, well, it ends in ruin. It ends in disaster. It ends in Hosea 4, verses 6 and 7. God tells us it's a law, cause and effect. If you obey, then you'll be blessed. If you disobey, if you reject God's law, then you're going to bring curses on yourself. That word destroyed, by the way, in verse 6, it means cut off. I mean, we have cut ourselves off from God. We rejected the tree of life. And God, as we read, sent him forth. Verse 7, it says, as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. Everywhere you look, you see sin multiplying. Just as Paul said to Timothy, it increases, it gets worse. We'll read that in a second. First, this is from one of Mr. Armstrong's old programs, clip 4.
What are we coming to? Where is man leading us with his modern science and his tremendous, terrifying engines of destruction? It's about time we wake up and realize what kind of a world we're living in. Most of you people go around heedless, not concerned at all. You just want to entertain and amuse yourself and pass away the time with a lot of television programs. Some kind of entertainment or amusement, maybe a movie, maybe a game of cards, anything to pass away the time and shove it out of your mind. Now listen, my friends, there is a way of escape of all of this. But I tell you, and I say to you by the authority of God Almighty and of Jesus Christ, that unless God Almighty does exist, unless there is a God of supreme power, unless there is a God whose eyes are on this world and who sees and knows what's going on and is about to intervene and interfere in the affairs of men and stop the thing that men are doing, that nothing will be restrained from men until they have blasted human life from off the face of this earth. You have no guarantee that this thing will not happen unexpectedly and that you and yours will not be among the victims. That is, unless God Almighty still is active and you have a guarantee that you can trust from him. There is no other hope for you, and the quicker you come to realize it, the better. And you better see just what that hope is.
That's right out of the Olivet Prophecy. Other scriptures come to mind as well. Jeremiah 17:5, there is no hope in man. There is no hope in the human heart. Don't be deceived by the wonders of technology, by the progress of materialistic knowledge. Spiritually, we're starving. Spiritually, we're dying. That's why the evil is multiplying. We can conclude over in 2 Timothy chapter 3. I mentioned it, and while you turn over there, here again, let me just plug these two books, as well as the Trumpet magazine. But call our operators today and request The Missing Dimension in Sex. There's a lot in there about the missing dimension in education. And then, of course, our other booklet, Education with Vision. Dig in to the truth of God and learn how to live. Everything we offer, those two booklets, the Trumpet subscription, it's offered without cost or obligation. Everything's already been paid for, including the mailing cost. Paul says here, well, in 2 Timothy 3, the first several verses, he's describing this evil world and the prevalence of sin. And just like Hosea said in Hosea 4, how it's multiplying, it's expanding, it's growing, it's spreading like cancer. And then Paul continues describing our society. He says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. What a perfect description of our time today. We're learning and learning and learning, but we can't come to the knowledge of the truth. God has to lead us there, and we have to be willing to follow. We have to be willing to submit to his lead, to look to him as our educator. Why is it so many people, even in the traditional Christian world, they accept the fact that God is real, that he exists, but they don't accept the fact that he's our educator. He's also our ruler. But we're free moral agents, and we have to choose. We have to choose to come underneath his loving rule. He has to show us the way. Man doesn't know the way. Man, like Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 10, man doesn't know how to direct his own steps. That's why we need God. We need direction from God. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then God will add all the other things that we need as well. But we've got to be seekers, diligent seekers of the kingdom and God's righteous way of living. The instruction manual for how to live, the Holy Bible. This is what Paul's describing here, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 7. I mean, that's the great paradox of our day. We're acquiring all of this knowledge, but not the right kind. Verse 13, it says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Evil men, seducers, it all gets worse and worse. Notice it says deceiving and being deceived. Evil men deceived by technology, by the increase in knowledge. Well, look at what we're using that technology to produce. Forget about the spaceship. What about the missiles? What about the airplanes created for war? Tanks and so on. We have enough power to destroy ourselves, which again brings us right back to that Olivet prophecy and some of these clips I've played for you today. If you want to dig into the truth about a godly education, if you want to get into the most important knowledge there is, those booklets will help you in your study of the Holy Bible. That's all we have time for on today's show. We appreciate you joining us and hope to see you next time.
All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request Education with Vision and The Missing Dimension in Sex. Order now. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.